after which we will be Mata Kartik. And the last part of the program, just explaining what will happen from now on. After some little discussion, then if time allows, we have another 15-minute video. Everyone likes to watch videos, I think. in connection with one of our projects in Indonesia. And then the last part of the program will be...
これから短いバジャンの歌を皆さんに歌いましょう。それからカルティック、今の素晴らしいこの月について話して皆さんに聞いていただいて、そして話し合いました。その後に、ビデオはインドネシアに、ワケオナジアはインドネシアで活動していらっしゃったんですが、その際にその記録されたビデオを、皆さんビデオを見るの大変好きなんですが、皆さんと一緒に見たいと思います。でその後に何がお父さんと一緒に皆さん食べました。
This particular song or bhajan that we will be singing now, for those who may not know, I can give the example, is a very appropriate. It was actually Srila Prabhupada's favorite bhajan. Why? Mainly because the bhajan of Jagarada Madhava is directly immersing our mind and bringing our mind to Vrindavan.
これから短いバジャン、ケヤン法師の歌を歌いますが、ジャヤラダマダバという歌です。この歌はシュロプラパデネという字で好まれました。なぜかというと、私たちに心をラダマダバに強く引きつけるからです。今からその歌詞や解釈を加えますので、見ながらその歌いましょう。
Yeah. Srila Maharaj, 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 Srila Maharaj,
Srila
Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj,
Srila
Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Nāra Charya Srila Haritas Thakur ki
jai
Samagata Vatrinda ki
jai
Harinama Sankirtana ki
jai
Gramdara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai
Dainitai Gaudha Pinganandhi
ki
jai All glories to be Samadhi Buddha
ki jai
All glories to be Samadhi
Buddha ki jai
All glories to be Samadhi
Buddha ki jai
all glories to Sri Guru Sigauranga, all glories to Shri
Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mukham karoti vachanam pranam gayate girim yatripata maham bande shri guram dinakaranam yatripata maham bande shri guram dinakaranam It would be good if we just read something. actually, what we read is a translation of what we're just saying. Somebody can give me the. We have an English songbook.
Eigo no songbook.
Yeah. And one in. Bahasa, Bahasa. I mean Japanese language. Bahasa. Bahasa is Indonesian for they say Bahasa Indonesia language. Sorry.
Bahasa.
In India actually Bahasa is it?
Yeah.
Many many words actually in Indonesia are very similarized, actually identical.
Mm-hmm.
Identical. Because so much Sanskrit is there. So as we were mentioning a few minutes ago,
I'm sorry, I have to leave. I must be going.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Soon means like 1 minute or 10 minutes.
Couple of minutes.
Couple of minutes. Okay.
Maybe I'll be here. I want to listen to your lecture for 5 minutes. So stop in the middle.
So probably you will translate.
I'll be here for 5 minutes.
So, as we were mentioning a little earlier, this month of Kartik is a very special month. Although Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna, should be thinking of Vrindavan every day, especially during the year. This month of Kartik is a special opportunity by which we can remember Vrindavan and Krishna's various pastimes in Vrindavan. The according to Vaishnav understanding, Vaishnav philosophy, Prabhu, can you find Hayarada Madhava in the English book? According to our Vaishnav philosophy, the highest perfection of life and the highest goal or objective for a devotee is to live in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a very special place. Actually, it is not only special, it is considered the most sacred place in the whole universe.
ブリンダーバンという場所はとても特別とされています。まあ、ただ特別っていうのではなくて、実は最もこの地球上で神聖な場所とされています。
Why is it so sacred and why is it so special? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, eternally resides in Vrindavan and is constantly engaged in various pastimes.For the pleasure of his devotees.
なぜその場所がじゃあ特別で神聖なのかと言いますと、その場所に、主クリシナ、
クリシナが至上主、
至上主のクリシナですね。彼が直接そこにお住みでいらっしゃるからです。
Yeah. And our objective as devotees is to return.To that abode of Krishna in the spiritual world, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. The Vrindavan that we find on this planet in the material world.Is non-different, is actually an identical replica, non-different from the original Vrindavan in the spiritual world. That is why during this special month of Kartik,So many devotees from all over India, and nowadays, because of Prabhupada's mercy, from all over the world, from so many countries, they go to India, they go to Vrindavan, because the atmosphere during the month of Kartik is especially conducive for practicing devotional service.
まあ、シュリラ・プラブパーダの恩恵に授かってですね、私たちはもう世界中からこのインドへ旅立ち、ブリンダーバンという場所で、訪れることができます。そしてそのカルティックの月に特別なブリンダーバンのその情緒ある武家の中で敬愛奉仕をすることができます。
Of course it is said that one cannot buy a ticket, a train ticket to go to Vrindavan.Although many people buy train tickets to go to Mathura and Vrindavan, but one cannot enter or understand Vrindavan simply by physically going there. One must learn to develop a particular mentality in order to enter into Vrindavan.
ですので、ブリンダーバンに入る、そこに足を踏み入れるために、特別に理解できる用意がなってなくてはなりません。
And because the majority of devotees, especially those far away, like you in Japan, cannot.Buy an airplane ticket or a train ticket to go to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is a transcendental place, one, even living in here in Tokyo or anywhere in the world, by developing the proper mentality, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. By developing the proper mentality anywhere in the world, a devotee can actually enter Vrindavan.
献身者の大会はですね、世界中に散らばっていて、 まあ、ブリンダーバンからかなり距離のあるところに日本ですとかいるんですけれども、そこで、例えばそのブリンダーバンを理解するその心があればですね、実際距離が離れていても、ブリンダーバンに入ることはできます。
Because in Vrindavan, the only activities that one finds in Vrindavan are the activities of pure devotional service.
ブリンダーバンっていうその献身奉仕をする上でその純粋な行動ですね、活動を意味します
。So therefore, if one is able to engage in activities of devotional service, even though he is not physically in Vrindavan, it is as good as living in Vrindavan.
献身者、ディボティが純粋な献身奉仕をする、心を得て行動しているのであれば、実際に肉体はブリンダーバンにはいないですけれども、でもブリンダーバンにいることと同じになります。
So this song, Jaya Radha Madhava, as we mentioned a little earlier, was Srila Prabhupada's favorite bhajan. He would sing it actually every day.Every morning before the Srimad Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada, he would chant. If you have seen video of Prabhupada or even heard the tape, we can understand that Prabhupada was always very deeply absorbed in this chanting of Jaya Radha Madhava.
この歌ですね、ジャーラダマドバというこの歌なんですけれども、最初に申しましたように、シュラプラパーはとてもお好きでいらっしゃって、毎日、お歌いになっていました。シュラパサ、シュリーズ、シュマドバグバタムの前に必ず歌うんですけれども、もし皆さんの中でビデオや見てたり、テープを聴いた方はお分かりになると思いますけど、とても没頭して、ね、入り込んで歌ってらっしゃる曲です。
Actually, there is one incident in this respect.Whereby once when Srila Prabhupada was chanting this bhajan, Jaya Radha Madhava, he actually, what is called, fell in trance. In a trance, you understand?
まあ、一つね、エピソードがあるんですけれども、ある時、シュラプラパーダこのラダマダバ歌ってらっしゃった時に、いわゆるそのトランスにね、入ってしまった。そういうことが伝えられています。
He stopped chanting, and everything became...
その途中で、急にもう言葉も発せなくなっちゃって、止まってこう、じーっとされちゃったんです
。And for a long time, everyone was just like...Didn't know what to do. Did not want to disturb Prabhupada. And they were just hanging on, you know, just what's going to happen next. These kind of situations actually did not happen.Often Srila Prabhupada would not in public display such kind of, we could say, pastimes. But it did happen a few times on this particular incident, and then after some time, I don't know, when there's silence, even 1 minute is a long time.
まあ、何回か数回だけそういうことが起こって、そのラダマダバが歌ってるっていう、その後にまたさらに1分以上長い沈黙が続いたことがありました。
So then after, I was not there and I don't know exactly whether it was like 45 seconds or 2 minutes and a half, whatever. After some amount of time which seemed very, very long, then she looked about.Return to what is called external consciousness, and he understood that he had kind of like lost the crowd, and he told everyone to chant Hare Krishna, and then I think he stopped. Yeah.
その後、私はその場所にいなかったんで、まあ、例えば45秒間か2分半ぐらいかその時間わからないんですが、いわゆるその意識が戻ってですね、スチュアパードが、何が起こったんだと気がついて、それで、 それをこう振り返って、まあ、その配偶者と唱えなさいとおっしゃった。
Was an example of samadhi. You can see we hear about samadhi. Samadhi means to become completely, fully absorbed in some thought or some meditation. Yes.
よく皆さん samadhi ね samadhi に入る言葉としますが、その意味は、もう完璧にあるその思いとか念頭に思いつけてしまう、入り込んでしまうということです。
Yeah, we can just a little bit.Imagine just a little bit that when Srila Prabhupada would chant the bhajan Jai Radha Madhava, his mind was completely meditating and absorbed on what we will now read the description. What it is basically is the different pastimes of Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan.
私たちはね、今、まあ、ほんのちょっとシュラプラパーダの入り込んでしまったということを理解できるかもしれません。今、このシュラダ・マダバの歌の解説を読んで、ね、その中身を、ね、理解したいと思いますが、これはブリンダバンでのパスタイム、遊戯、行われた遊戯とクリシナについて書かれています。
Yeah, we also recall that personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,He was constantly in such kind of meditation, and his mind was constantly absorbed in these very, very wonderful and attractive pastimes of Krishna and his different associates. You know.
ここである人物を、ね、思い浮かべなくちゃいけないと思うんですが、チャイタニア・マハプラブですね。でこの方はもう常にシュークリシナ の行った活動ですとかお姿っていうのにすごく没頭していらっしゃったわけです。
Actually, I'm just reading now. I had forgotten it was here, but at the end of the song, it refers to this particular pastime. A Prabhupada falling in trance. I think it's written there.
まあ、その今ちょっと目を通したんですが、実はこの解説の中でそのプラパーダが、意識を失ってね、その
Yeah, it's written in Allahabad. Srila Prabhupada was very fond at after. Is it there?
Yes.
Is there? we can read that in a few minutes. So the song, Jaya Radha Madhava means all glories to Krishna, who is the lover of Radha.
Jaya Radha Madhava という意味は、すべての栄光を
そう、Jaya, Jaya means all glories, glorification. And Jaya Kunja Bihari means that the Lord displays wonderful amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan.
Jaya というのは、尊敬の礼を捧げる、栄光晴れという意味です。で、この場所、ですね、クンジャと呼ばれるんですけども、
the place where second place. Yeah, Krishna displays different pastimes, loving pastimes, in the groves. Groves means like small caves, especially the hill of Govardhan.Giri Govardhan has many small caves. Yeah, just like small children, when they go someplace and if they see some like hill or mountain that has many.Like caves or something, they like to play in a different, you know. And then Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba means he is the lover of the cowherd maidens of Braja.
Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba というのは、彼が牛飼いの少年であり、
And just the third line or second line, the lover of the cowherd maidens of Braja. And Jaya Giri, Giri Varadhari means that he is the holder of the great hill and named Giri Govardhan. Which will be actually this Sunday is celebrating, eh? Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Although it is next Saturday. So you will get opportunity to celebrate it twice. Once, maybe one time in a big way and maybe smaller way.
ここにゴバルダンのお菓子出てきますけども、あの明日ですかね、明日日曜日のお祝いのお祭りをするんですよね。実際はこの次の土曜日がそのお祭りの日に当たるんですけれども、2回大きいのと小さいのお祝いできますね。
And Jaya Jashoda Nandana means、that he is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda.
Yashoda Nandana は Yashoda の息子。
And this particular pastime of Damodara, is that very special exchange that is there between baby Krishna, young Krishna, and his mother, Mother Yashoda.
でまあこのダモダラと言われるお名前で今の時期崇拝されるわけですけども、特別にお母さんのヤショダと
And Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana means the delighter of the inhabitants of Braja, means he who brings delight or happiness to the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna is constantly, by his very presence, by his different activities, by his glances to the devotees. He is always bringing unlimited happiness to the residents of Vrindavan.
ブラジャジャナランジャナとはブリンダーバンの住民を引きつける最愛の人という意味ですけれども、その引きつけるというのは、クリスナはいつも自分の行う活動ですとか、こう目を見てやり取りを交わすとか、そのとても愛着が湧いて人々がもう引きつけられてしまうとか。
And Jaya Jamuna Tira Vanachari, that the Lord, he is wandering in the forest along the banks of the river Jamuna. Many wonderful pastimes are there. The river Jamuna, Krishna is very fond of the river Jamuna, has plays in the swims in the river Jamuna, brings the cows for drinking, many wonderful pastimes in the river.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari という名前、これはクリシナはいつもヤムナ川の岸辺、ティーラにある木立ですが、森、バナの中で戯られておられました。牛飼いの少年でしたから、その川はいつもね、行っているわけです。そこでお水を飲んだりとか、数多くのお話があります。
So it mentions here after the song that this particular incident we mentioned earlier about Srila Prabhupada falling in trance happened in Allahabad and twice, Allahabad and Gorakhpur. That after just chanting two lines, Srila Prabhupada had this particular experience.
プラパラ意識をなくされてというかトランスに入られたというのが2回起こったわけですね。アラハバットという場所とゴーラクプルというところで法話をされているときです。で最初の2行を歌われた後にその3段前の境地に入られて。
And then Srila Prabhupada he said, just chant Hare Krishna, and he explained that actually Vrindavan, or this song, Jagannatha Madhava,is giving the full picture of Vrindavan, everything one finds in Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yashoda, and all the flower boys. So like this, Vrindavan Dham is also in the Vedic literatures. Vedic literatures glorified by saintly persons, glorified by the Shastra, as being the topmost meditation for the devotees of the Lord. The residents of Vrindavan, we see in reading some of the pastimes that are given in the Krishna book, they live a very, very, very simple lifestyle. And Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself gives an example of how simple one, becoming a cowherd boy looking after cows, cannot be more simple than that.
まあ、クリシュナはまあ最高の至高主なわけですけれども、その方がですね、牛飼いの少年という最も単純なお姿でブリンダーバンにいらっしゃったということ自体がまあ、so, 素朴なお話ですね。Yeah,
it's like what is good enough for the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be good enough for us.
ですので、至上主は私たちにとってもかけがえのない方なわけですから、そこに価値があるわけですね。
But our modern society thinks that there are better things to do than living in a village atmosphere, better things to do than looking after cows, better things to do than playing all day. Because when one looks after cows, actually one has a lot of free time in a sense. Isn't it? Krishna performed so many wonderful pastimes in between looking after cows, no? Unfortunately, modern people don't like simple things. They rather like complicated things. So there are many, many things to learn actually from Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan this particular month of Kartik is giving us that opportunity to understand more, to deepen more, or to go more deeply rather into the significance, various levels of significance of these simple yet extraordinary pastimes in Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada, as we have been mentioning in the last few days, not only wanted that we think about or remember Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, but Srila Prabhupada, he wanted that we, as devotees, live in that kind of atmosphere. That we, not only in terms of our consciousness, but that we create and live
practically, in a practical way, in villages, in villages.
クリスナの遊戯をこう思い浮かべたり考えたり思い出したりするっていうことだけではなくて、実際に私たちがその村での単純なそういった生活を体験するっていうことを進めていました。
Of course, modern man has concluded that living in a village is backwards, isn't it?
もちろん今ではね、人々がそういった村で生活するとなると、もう時代を遡ると思ってしまいます。
We are now modernWe are now civilized. We are now advanced in technology. Village life is no longer for us. That is a mentality.
社会を発達してね、もう現代社会っていうのは、技術も革新してますし、村で過ごすなんていうのはもう逆戻りでね、衰退するっていうことを思い浮かべます。
But actually, village life is the ideal setting and the ideal atmosphere whereby, as individuals or as devotees, we can actually not only remember these pastimes of Krishna himself and Vrindavan, but we can in many ways duplicate or live the same kind of lifestyle, which will enable us or facilitate us.More easily remember Krishna's own pastimes when he came 5,000 years ago.
けれども実はその村での生活をって一口に言っても、実際にその状況や環境はですね、私たちがシュークリシナを理解する、シュークリシナの活動を繰り広げられたものをこう模倣するというか、実際に体験しながら瞑想をしやすいような環境に設定できることです。
So, of course, it is extremely, extremely difficult to speak in this way to residents of Tokyo.
Even devotees of Tokyo.
Yeah, what's Maharaj talking about? Floating in the cloud number 9 over there. Not realistic.Idealistic, too idealistic.
理想主義すぎる。現実味がない話をしてる。
Yeah. Or what's another word? What's the word in English? Something like platonic or something? Something that cannot be realized. There's a word. Platonic? Anyways, maybe I'm asking the wrong crowd.
You don't mean utopic.
Yeah, utopic.Utopic means like unrealistic, right? Yeah, utopia. Utopic.
Utopia.
Platonic is Pluto, no? Understand that. Okay. Another realm.
Utopia. Utopia.
Yeah. Utopia. What's the word in?The Japanese word for utopia?
Utopia.
Same, right? You adopted that.
Utopia.
Meaning possible, right? But a dream. Unrealistic, right? So actually, for most people, and unfortunately, for most devotees, speaking in this way, thinking in this way, planning in this way, appears to be utopia.
まあ、残念なことに、その多くの、ね、献身者の人たちでさえこういうことを話したり考えたり計画を立てる段階においても、まあ、ユートピアだって思ってしまうわけです。
ナイスロマンティックアイデア。
素晴らしいね、ロマンティックな考えだなって。
センティメント。
ちょっと情緒ね。
But Krishna doesn't think like that.And also, Srila Prabhupada, they don't think it is utopia. They don't think it is sentimental. Rather, they think it is very practical, and not only very practical, but it is, according to Srila Prabhupada, and according to Lord Krishna also, the most natural.Way, the most natural setting, the most conducive situation which will facilitate our advancement in Krishna consciousness.
だけども、実際的に実践的っていうだけではなくて、さらに、研修奉仕を行っていく上で、とても役に立つ、実際に向いている環境であり、そう役に立つ環境であり。
So, actually it's a big challenge, it's a big for lack of a better word, it is a big challenge, especially for our devotees, which means the majority of our devotees actually, all over the world, majority of our devotees are living in cities, you know. So when Srila Prabhupada was discussing and sometimes practically arguing with some of his disciples about the importance of establishing village communities, rural communities, even in discussing with Srila Prabhupada, many of these devotees had tremendous difficulty conceiving how this would be possible. So it actually requires that that one be very, very attentive, to what Srila Prabhupada means, what he actually wants, what he actually desires for the ultimately, to help facilitate the devotees become more fixed up in their individual Krishna consciousness and also as a society. You see, as a society, we will be more established, we will be more firmly established as a society if we put into practice this, not only this instruction, but all the various instructions given by Srila Prabhupada.
そこで大事だったことは、その献身者がですね、プラファーダー実際そういうそのことをおっしゃっていながら、何を意味していたのか、意図されていて、ね、何を望んでらっしゃったのかということをよく、ね、熱心に耳を傾けなくてはいけなかった点です。でその農村村の共同体でこう住むということによって、実際私たち献身奉仕に特にふさわしい環境を作り出すというだけではなくて、実際一本 の, その教会自体、団体として
So, maybe before I introduce very briefly this small video, a short video rather, that we will be seeing now, if there are, maybe we can take one or two questions, if there are. Yes, we will.
So, I want to put one without any challenging mood, one argument.
Yes,
after listening,
only one.
He presented
one
by one.
Yes, we want to hear all your arguments. So we can defeat them. Oh, yes. No problem. Yes,
so the argument is.Okay, you are saying that Krishna gave example of living in village, simple life,
yes.
High thinking and like this.
Yes.
But...
That was 5,000 years ago. Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Krishna, he spent his childhood really in some village, but then he left this village and went to
Mathura and Dwarka.
And he had fun in big city and
yes.
So much action and yes. Royal... environment like this, so he never came back practically to the village.
So the village was so good, why he went to the village?
Everyone understands this argument that everyone can challenge in this way. So we are preaching capable life, but Krishna is not showing this example. Krishna, but his example shows how from village
to village.
Once
they try this, we can defeat
this. おっしゃいましたね、シュークリシュナが実際にその村で の, そのシンプルな、ね、生活っていうのをじゃあ私たちに見せてくれたとか、それを抽象されたって言いますけれども、でも実際ですね、主は、まあ、それはでも5000年前のことだったんですけどね、とマハラジ。でもその後シュークリシュナ自身がブリンダーバンという村を出て、マツーラーとかっていうその大都市の方へ移ってしまったんです。引っ越しをされちゃった。でそこでそのもう階級いいくらいについて楽しいことをいろいろしてたわけです。もう楽しみたい放題。でその後実際にそのブリンダーバの村にはもう帰ってこなかったっていうじゃないですか。だからそんなご自身でね、村を離れたっていうのをお手本を持って、私たちが邪魔で生活ってどうやったらいいんですかって、多分多くの人がねそう感じてるんだと思うんです。
Double. And Indonesia is very similar. I'm not saying it's like this all the time for Japanese translation, but in Indonesia, if somebody speaks like maybe 8 or 9 words, when somebody translates, it becomes like a whole paragraph.
そんな長い質問したっけっていう、いや、インドネシアでも、ね、例えば簡単な一行の文を、ね、言ったとしたら、それがもう一段落ぐらいになって、ね、通訳するんですよ。
I think Indonesia are more advanced than Japan.
もっとインドネシアの方が発達してるんですね。
Yeah. Only in that respect. The respect of Japan more advanced. So the answer, the response to this, to this question and to this argument is very simple. Krishna never left and never leaves the garden.
Krishna was never left and never leaves the garden.
That is actually. There in the Shastra that Krishna never steps a foot out of Vrindavan. which means that that Krishna's presence in Vrindavan, when his pastimes continued in Mathura and Dwarka. Krishna's presence in Vrindavan was of a different nature, but he was present in Vrindavan.
まあ、聖典にはですね、実際シュークリシュナはそのブリンダーバンという土地以外の場所にその足を踏み入れたことはなかったと記されています。で実際そのブリンダーバンに、まあ、いながらそのマツーラーとかドワラカという都市に移った、まあ、そういう遊戯があるけれども、ブリンダーバン
Vasudev Krishna is Vrindavan. Shyamashtana Krishna does not live.
Vasudeva Krishna was Vrindavan. Shyamasundara Krishna was Vrindavan.
And even this Vasudev Krishna, when he's in Mathura and when he's in Dwarka, his mind is always in Vrindavan.
ですので、バスデはクリシュナ、彼がドワラカやマトゥーラにいらっしゃったときは、実際彼の心の中はいつもブリンダーバンを思い浮かべていたわけです。
So this is a little bit inconceivable even for devotees, or to speak of people who are not devotees. But the proof or the evidence of this fact that Krishna does not leave Vrindavan is that when Krishna is no longer visible to the residents of Vrindavan, his presence is still there in another form, in a higher form, which actually increases even more, as we read the descriptions of the pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna's separation increases the level, deepens the level of devotion of his devotees in Vrindavan. So Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
でまあ、その献身者にとってちょっとねこれ理解しがたい点ですから、まあ、献身者でない人たちにもっとね難しいと思うんですけども、実際に、クリスナがじゃあその根拠はですね、ブリンダーバンをじゃ離れなかったというその理論の根拠は別の形でブリンダーバンにいたわけです。お姿は見えなかったけれども、その石別の念というかその気持ちですね、離れ離れになっているという気持ちをもっともっとそれを増加していく、増していくことによってブリンダーバンに住んでいる人たち、住民のクリシュナへの思いがもっと膨れ上がって、でそれがその献身奉仕に反映されてきたわけです。
So this explanation may not be so easily acceptable or suitable for a non-devotee.But someone who is a devotee will be able to accept it. I don't want to put you on the spot, Prabhu. Yes, I'm a devotee. No, I mean, only a devotee actually can understand.The somewhat mysterious aspect to the explanation, because it's like contradiction. Yeah, right. Yeah.
まあもうすでに奉仕を歩んでいる人たちはもちろんその決あの心がねもう固まっている部分で、他のミスティカルな神秘的な部分を理解することもできる段階になります。
Yeah. So we cannot say that you know we cannot say that Krishna is always physically present in Vrindavan because Krishna is not physically anything, isn't it? But he is always present in Vrindavan, but sometimes directly manifest, sometimes not directly manifest, but he is always present in Vrindavan. The more esoteric aspects of Krishna consciousness, more subtle aspects. And your second argument, sir?
I just want to say that Prabhupada is a very good example, because he apparently left Vrindavan, but he brought actually Vrindavan expanded,
yes.
Like where we are here and what we, I mean, it's
absolutely.
So it's a very practical example how he didn't probably never left Vrindavan.
He
went around the world
to bring Vrindavan to everyone.
Never left, we can see from...
yes, yes, yes.
ちょっと一言言わせてくださいって、プラスパールにとてもいいお手本だったと思います。彼自身ね、ブリンダーバンに住んでらっしゃらなかったと思うんです。
Yeah.
その場所を離れて世界中を旅して、私たちにクリシュナ意識を配ってくださいました。
As Lord Chaitanya himself explains, that Vrindavan is not some physical place. Vrindavan is where the heart is. So if our heart is in Vrindavan, wherever we go, we are in Vrindavan. Because we carry, as you also nicely explained,In the example of Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda was always in Vrindavan, wherever he went. He was carrying Vrindavan. Personalities like Vidura, we read from Bhagavatam, they are walking tirthas, isn't it? They are holy tirthas that happen to be walking. But they are carrying the holy Dham wherever they go. That consciousness, that state of mind is the goal and objective for all the devotees.
まあ、そうですね。チェイタニア・マハプラブはまあおっしゃってたようにブリンダーバンというのは地理的にそのある場所というのではなくて私たち の, その心の中にあるその思いですね。ですから、プラパーダそうですね、世界中旅しながらいつも彼はブリンダーバンと共に旅してたわけです。で、まあ、ビドゥラもそうですけども歩きながら
ビドゥラ聖地
まあ、いろいろ旅してるわけですけど、聖地をいろいろな場所にこう持っていってくれた、そういうものですね。
So, any else?
I'm not a question. I'm even many devotees not agree, and many devotees think this is a utopia.
Oh, about
not
the
real, real.
Yes.
Even material this society, material civilization and progress.
Yes.
In
parentheses.
People never believe. Also, they many people say that this is impossible.
Many people do not believe what?
Believe the material advancement. Some, for example, like I saw few days before I saw some television Shinkansen story.
By accident?
No,
okay.
Not
accident.
You were saying the newspaper by accident the other day. Shinkansen. Japanese now very popular.
Bullet train. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, very like speed, very high speed.
Now it's almost 300 kilo. That time the.
Oh, is it?
That project the project beginning. Nobody believes.
Okay.
Everybody thinking this is impossible. Very try to stop government. Then there's some few people believe.
Okay.
They do. Then now
many. Yes.
They say that 200 kilo they can go
maximum.
But nobody believe.
Okay.
Impossible train.
Now it's close to 300, huh?
Yes.
Pretty soon, if they put a few wings on it, they'll be able to fly. Huh?
See, the point is that even material, the achievements, never believed.
Right. Yeah. But it's still possible.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Any big project, historical,
yes.
Maybe 100 years, any big project, the big, great achievement.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Say.
So it means we need to find only one or two people here in Japan who believe.
Yeah.
Here's one. ジンさんでさえも信じないっておっしゃってましたけど、でも例えば物質的なものから事柄、プロジェクト、例えば新幹線のスピード、ちょっと前まで200キロまでなら可能だけども、300キロなんて出すのは不可能だと多くの人が反対してた。でそういう計画でさえね、みんな信じないで、まあ、でも実際可能なわけですね。不可能と思えても可能。だからまあ、その村作りとかだってやっぱりちょっとの人が信じていれば可能なんじゃないかな、そういうことなんです。じゃあ日本で1人か2人の人だけを誰か信じてる人をね見つければできるかな。
Are you from? Where are you from? Your country? Okay, if it's complicated.
Otherwise, if we put it simply, it's from Bulgaria.
You know, because one thought. We're living in a complicated world. Well, because in America, they used to have, I think they still have, these crusade programs, religious crusade. I forget the exact name. They have these people, like religious leaders, mostly just like promoting Christianity. They have like television shows. And they go on the show, and they're very, very, very good in speaking. And they kind of like arouse emotions in the crowd, And then at one point, they stand up and they say, those who believe say, I believe. So it reminds me of what you were saying a few minutes ago. We have to find a few believers.
クルセッドっていう正式に表現したけども、宗教団体のその集まりでね、リーダーとなるその人たちが宗教の技術ですごく人を魅了する話し方の前、スピーチをするんです。その公演ですごく人のモチベーションを上げて、すごい盛り上がったところで、その一言言うんですけど、 I believe って感じでね。みんな盛り上がって、Yes, I believe.
So Prabhu Madhu Mangala, you have to become one of those. But what you say is true, actually, it's very true. In the beginning, as Prabhupada also has explained, what did Prabhupada explain? The word impossible is in the fool's dictionary.
その不可能という言葉は愚か者の辞書の中にあるとおっしゃいましたね。
To fight against the Kauravas for some people seemed impossible because the Kauravas outnumbered the Pandavas. But it just so happened that Krishna was on their side. So what seemed impossible became a reality. They were defeated. All these big generals were defeated. So same thing, you know. This particular program or Vanashrama, establishing villages, at present, is like, practically speaking, utopia. So I will now give a 40-second introduction of our utopian devotee who's heading up one of the projects in Indonesia to establish a Krishna
consciousness.
He is not really utopian devotee. His name is Sundar Gopal. He is from Kalimantan, where we are beginning this very recent new project. It's quite a pioneering project because it's really out, as they say in English, in the sticks. And the sticks means it's out in the bush. In the middle of nowhere. Where's my CD for yesterday? I couldn't find it.
I kept it.
Oh, you didn't? Or maybe you put it in
the ground. Okay.
Not using it very good. So this is about, project, we have given it the name Ganga Sagara Baru. Baru in Bahasa Indonesia means new. So new Ganga Sagara, like the Ganga Sagar in southwest Bengal, in Bengal. Yeah.
Baru.
Everyone has to learn about Bahasa Indonesia. Sagara. Sagara, yeah. Sagara is Sagara. S-A-G-A-R-A. But we
generally
say Sagara. Sagara to is that place where the Ganges flows in the Bay of Bengal after coming from the Himalayas.
で、その場所がインドではそのヒマラヤから降りた来た時にベンガルへ。
その降りてきたところはガンガサガラ。
There is one place called Ganga Sagar Tirtha, which is the ashram of Kashyapa. Kashyapa Muni.
その場所にKashyapa Muniのね聖地アシュラムとされている。場所がある。
Kapila. I think Kapila is Kashyapa. I think Kapila. Kapila Dev. Yeah. In that area also, the forefathers of King Bhagirath, actually King Bhagirath, he prayed for the Ganges to come down to wash the ashes of his forefathers there in Bhagavatam. So, special place, yeah.
Bhagavatam でその彼の先祖代々の灰を土地に流してもらったそういう由来のある場所。
The place is about 10 kilometers from the ocean, so therefore there are many, a lot of water, like in the south, like in Bengal.
その場所は海から10キロほど離れた場所だったんです。たくさんの水にはね恵まれていて。
So there's only two families that are living there. They're just beginning the project, but they have to cut down. It's like not big forest, but the many trees they have to actually clear. It's quite large. It's 124 hectares, means 300 acres of land, and only out of 124 hectares of land, only four are clear.
で、その場所ですね、二家族が一緒に住んでるんですけども、だいたい森というか、まあ、木々を伐採して土地をちょっと開拓していくわけですけど、土地は124ヘクタールあるんですが、そのうちたったの
4
ヘクタールだけ、まあ、今。
And they only have 3 months during the year to clear, because the rest of the time water is covering the land.
今あともう3ヶ月の間にその全部作業を行わないと水のレベルがこう上がってきて、ね、そして隠れてしまうんです。
I made a quick calculation at the pace of 2 hectares every year. It's going to take them 50 years to secure the land, so they're going to have to work something else out, another system to clear the land, but anyways, we'll see them clearing the land. It's really in its beginning stage. Anyways, I shouldn't tell you about the whole film because you probably won't want to see it after.
まだ5000円で200個ぐらい買えるんです
か。So you can buy it all the time if you sell your home here. Sell your home.
Yeah. I can buy country.
So we can all transfer ourselves to the cinema hall.
映画館の方へ行きましょう。